the church's music from the second century.
Shepherd of tender youth, guiding in love and truth.
The sixth century. The 12th century.
O come, O come, Emmanuel.
The 16th century.
Lord, keep us steadfast in your word. Help us to rightly see us.
The 21st century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a little game we play with our listeners where we play four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. Then, after you've heard the four sound bites, you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. You send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and you vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We'd like to know who you are, which one you're voting for, why, that's very important, and where you're listening. We got four sound bites, one from Molly Hemingway, one from Dr. Cal Beisner, one from Dr. Bradley Berzer, and one from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. And we're giving away the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Molly Hemingway. Here's an example of what she calls media gaslighting.
This is why I think this is such a good example. So when this story came out, and again, it was a story in March that made reference to something Mike Pence said 15 years ago about protecting his marriage. And the media reaction was more or less unhinged. It was treating it like a scandal. It was trying to push this message that Mike Pence is sexist. And you now have some data showing that, in fact, his views were well within the mainstream of American thought. And yet, these mainstream views were held up for ridicule. They were treated as bigoted. And this is par for the course. This is what Americans have been subjected to for decades, where mainstream traditional values are mocked and ridiculed and disparaged by our main media voices. And we rarely get stuff like this showing that, in fact, it is our media who are all wet. We've talked previously about gaslighting, where you try and make other people feel crazy as a political weapon against them. And that's what this feels like, taking completely common sense things like, gee, marriage is important and you should have guides to protect your marriage, and treating it as if it's something that should not be tolerated in polite society. And this is just a great example of how the media do that day in and day out on all values, particularly the ones related to sex.
That's soundbite number one, Molly Hemingway of Fox News with an example of media gaslighting. If you'd like to vote for it, 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org is our email address, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two is Dr. Cal Beisner. We're talking about with him about climate science, and here he is making a distinction between policy and science when it comes to climate change.
Pursuing policies is a very different thing from answering a science-related question. If we ask the question, how much warming happens in response to, say, doubling the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere from the pre-industrial 280 parts per million to about 560 parts per million? If we ask the question, how much warming comes from that, that's a scientific question. But when we ask, how should we respond to that, that's not a scientific question. That's a policy question. It has moral aspects, it has economic aspects, it has political aspects. And the scientists who are so adamant that we cannot debate these things are frankly wanting us to accept their policy expertise, when that's not the expertise they have. It's a science expertise. When we're asked, for instance, in the Paris Treaty, to embrace a policy that, even if it were fully implemented, would only reduce global average temperature by 0.17 of a degree Celsius at the end of this century, or 0.3 of a degree Fahrenheit, and that would cost between $1 and $2 trillion per year from 2030 to the end of the century, i.e., we're buying every 0.1 of a degree Fahrenheit reduction in temperature at a price of $23.3 to $46.6 trillion, when we're asked that, doggone, the reasons had better be convincing.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Cal Beisner on policy, science, and climate change. If you'd like to vote for that soundbite, 1-877-623-6943. Our email address for your votes, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Dr. Bradley Berzer. We talked about the French Revolution and the American Revolution. And here he is on the French Revolution as a perversion of Christianity.
Part of progressivism is always a theft of Christianity, because progressivism takes the idea of Christian grace, but it applies it to willpower. It takes the idea of God, but it applies it to history. So we believe that there's an autonomous God who rules over time and space. They believe history is a God that rules over time, at least. So they've taken so much, and the French Revolution did that. You know, to imagine that the French revolutionaries started over with year zero, they started over with day one, they turned the Cathedral of Notre Dame into a secular place of worship for their own French Revolution. They put a prostitute and put her on the altar at Notre Dame and declared her the goddess of reason. All of those things, in some way, even though they desecrate Christianity, they're all an homage to the power of Christianity, too. They're not starting over really from zero. They're perverting what they've inherited. So when I look to the French Revolution, what I see are a lot of truths that have been utterly corrupted, like all evil, right? Evil is the corruption of good. It's the destruction of good. The French Revolution had proper language at times. It had the right impetus, but it went in completely the wrong direction, and it ended up as a diabolical movement rather than a just movement.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Bradley Berzer on the French Revolution as a perversion of Christianity. It'll take your vote to make that soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. And you can vote via email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on Luther's morning prayer optimism.
He seems to be an optimist in the morning and a pessimist at night. So in the morning, he says, Lord, keep me from sin this day. And at night, he doesn't ask, did you commit any sin? He just says, you better pray for forgiveness, because surely you sinned. But the morning has this kind of optimism, and it's wonderful. When we think about our own sinfulness, I think we tend to be evening prayer pessimists rather than morning prayer optimists. We think, surely I'm going to sin all the time. And so we don't even... It's almost like, well, since I know I'm going to sin, I don't even necessarily worry about it. I just kind of abandon myself over to the thought that my day is going to be filled with sin. But this prayer is teaching us what to pray for and how to look at this day, that this day I'm going to go and I'm going to begin by the Holy Spirit to love and serve God and my neighbor. That's why God has given me this day. It's what I'm supposed to do this day, love God and my neighbor. And so I'm gonna look at this day and I'm gonna ask the Lord to help me with that. And I'm gonna go for it. So that my day is not marked by sin, but rather by love. My day is not marked by evil, but by good. And that the Holy Spirit, working through the Word in my own life, is going to accomplish, hopefully, something helpful this day.
All right, that's soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on Luther's morning prayer optimism. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, you need to vote for it, and this break is a great time to vote for any of those four soundbites, 1-877-623-6943, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address, @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week right after this break.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. back, it's Friday, I'm in love.
If you've ever wondered why Amazing Grace is the national anthem of funerals, or pondered the state of your eternal soul after you die, the Lutheran Witness has got you covered. Check out the June-July issue of The Lutheran Witness to learn more about death, dying, heaven, and hell. Not a subscriber? Visit cph.org/trylutheranwitness for a special offer, $6.99 for 6 digital or print issues. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective.
We're supported by listeners like you. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Religious Liberty, Christians Engaging the Media, The For You of Christianity, Christian Marriage, The Sexual Revolution, The Benedict Option. These are some of the topics for the 2017 Fall Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, November 10th and Saturday, November 11th in Houston, Texas. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Registration is $120. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, November 10th and 11th in Houston.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It's time for your Votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, live this Friday afternoon, July the 7th. Got about 10 minutes to take your votes for one of these four sound bites. Soundbite number one, Molly Hemingway, an example of media gaslighting. Soundbite number two, Dr. Cal Beisner on policy, science, and climate change. Soundbite number three, Dr. Bradley Berzer on the French Revolution as a perversion of Christianity. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on Luther's morning prayer optimism. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. And phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. You can also vote by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, via Twitter at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's talk with Jens, who's listening in Colorado. Hi, Jens.
Hey, I was going to vote for number four. I've grown up ELCA Lutheran my whole life, and I had never heard of that prayer until I heard of this show, and so that's one of the things I do with my girls every morning as I mark their cross and I say that morning prayer. So I got to throw out to Brian Wolfmuller, number four.
All right, Jens, thank you very much. And thanks for listening out there in Colorado. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Kent says, because it presents an alternative to the negative approach one has on Rising for the Day, he is voting, I believe, for soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, on Luther's morning prayer optimism. Marla listens in Massachusetts. She says, I choose Pastor Wolfmiller's soundbite number four because of the perspective he places on the morning prayer. We can refocus our days to be in Christ if we consider the prayer with willing hearts, ready to go forth and show our love by serving others. Marla, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Massachusetts. Matthew listens in Michigan. He says, it's hard to vote against my former history professor's great interview, but Pastor Wolfmiller forces me. His series on prayers have been very edifying, and I look forward to it each week. I found this idea, strengthening against the devil's attacks and wearing down our defenses, and a much-needed call to repentance and renewed effort. Thank you, Pastor Wolfmiller. Your work is touching the body of Christ outside your flock. And Matthew, thank you for listening in Michigan and for your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. There's still plenty of time for your votes and an opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. Vote by giving us a call on this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page where we left space for your votes, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be Molly Hemingway with soundbite number one, an example of media gaslighting? Soundbite number two, Dr. Cal Beisner on policy, science, and climate change. Soundbite number three, Dr. Bradley Berzer on the French Revolution as a perversion of Christianity. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on Luther's morning prayer, optimism. The Issues, Etc. book of the month for July is a new Concordia commentary in the Concordia commentary series. This is one that's been long awaited. It's on the New Testament book of Hebrews, written by a man whose expertise is really in all of Scripture, but mostly in the Old Testament. He also wrote the commentary on Leviticus, which makes him uniquely suited to write the one for Hebrews. That's Dr. John Kleinig, one of our listeners' favorite guest here on Issues, Etc. He's applied his skill and his scholarship again in the Concordia commentary on Hebrews. You can find out more about this Issues, Etc. book of the month for July at our website on every page, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House. Not only order one for yourself, but your pastor would love to have a copy of the Concordia commentary on Hebrews. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. 3040. The winner of Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the week, according to your votes, and I believe it might even be unanimous this time, soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, talking about Luther's morning prayer, optimism.
He seems to be an optimist in the morning and a pessimist at night. So in the morning, he says, Lord, keep me from sin this day. And at night, he doesn't ask, did you commit any sin? He just says, you better pray for forgiveness, because surely you sinned. But the morning has this kind of optimism, and it's wonderful. When we think about our own sinfulness, I think we tend to be evening prayer pessimists rather than morning prayer optimists. We think, surely I'm going to sin all the time. And so we don't even, it's almost like, well, since I know I'm going to sin, I don't even necessarily worry about it. I just kind of abandon myself over to the thought that my day is going to be filled with sin. But this prayer is teaching us what to pray for and how to look at this day, that this day I'm going to go and I'm going to begin by the Holy Spirit to love and serve God and my neighbor. That's why God has given me this day. It's what I'm supposed to do this day, love God and my neighbor. And so I'm going to look at this day and I'm going to ask the Lord to help me with that. And I'm going to go for it so that my day is not marked by sin, but rather by love. My day is not marked by evil, but by good. And that the Holy Spirit, working through the Word in my own life, is going to accomplish, hopefully, something helpful this day.
That's the winner of Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week, according to your votes. Soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on Luther's morning prayer, optimism. The LPR bundle package this week goes to Jens in Colorado. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package, and thanks to everybody who voted for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Next week on Issues, Etc., we're going to discuss Martin Luther's evening prayer with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. It's kind of a bookend to the morning prayer. We'll also have Pastor Stephen Parks join us to answer the question, does 1 Corinthians 3:15 teach the doctrine of purgatory, that time after death but before eternal life, where, at least according to classic Roman Catholic teaching, you will pay the temporal consequences of all your sins until you enter eternal life? Is that anywhere in the Bible? We'll also look forward to Sunday morning with Dr. Carl Fikancher. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you on Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues, Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
I'm talking with regular guest Dr. Ken Sherb about a new book by one of his former professors. Which one, Ken?
The late Dr. Kurt Marquardt, and the book is The Saving Truth, Doctrine for Lay People.
You edited this book.
Yeah, the unpublished manuscript was among Marquardt's papers, and it is vintage Marquardt, lively, engaging, centering in the Christ who saves, with an apologetics chapter at the end.
You can find out more about Saving Truth, Doctrine for Lay People at lutheracademy.com.
Repentance and forgiveness, sin and grace, law and gospel. More than cliches, real preaching for real people in need of hearing the real Christ. Christ for You and the Divine Service at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, where we gather every Saturday night at 6 and on the Lord's Day, Sunday mornings at 7:45 and 10. Look for the Church of the Neon Cross on I-55 between exits 30 and 33. Find us on the web, stpaullutheranchurchhamel.org. St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, where there is the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation for the people of God.
Do you wish your Lutheran school offered Latin, Greek, or logic? What about German or calculus? Right now, local Lutheran schools in two different states are utilizing Wittenberg Academy to expand their course offerings. Whether it's Latin for third graders or logic for seniors in high school, Wittenberg Academy can help. For your homeschooler or for your brick-and-mortar Lutheran school, we have solutions. To find out more, visit wittenbergacademy.org.
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth, Luther Academy, 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.